Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Tuesday, Election Day 2018. Tuesday, November, what's today?
Sixth.
November 6th. I forgot what election it was. Well, we both voted in Washington, D.C., where our votes mean nothing.
Yeah.
We're sitting in Washington, D.C., home of the Trump International Hotel and the White House.
And the universal champion, Donald Trump, reigning, defending.
He is defending that belt all around the world. He's been defending it in a lot of red states to match his belt.
Yeah, it's a nice belt.
All right, this is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling. We're recording this on Election Day because this is a midterm election, which means we know who the president's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be Brock Lesnar. He's going to be at the top of the card because no matter what seems to happen, someone gets hurt and you just shove in Lesnar.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up that he gave Roman Reigns leukemia just to get his belt back.
All right, here we go. Chris, you're an expert at this because you are a writer, most recently more of wrestling than of politics.
Yes.
You had a piece in the Washington Post not that long ago.
Back in August about women's wrestling in the WWE before, or I conducted my interviews before WWE Evolution was announced. Evolution happened last...
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago in like New Jersey.
No, I think it was Long Island.
Long Island?
Yeah, it was Long Island.
Long Island. I remember the Aussies did the bit. It was in Long Island. It was basically a glorified house show, all women's card, first time ever. Really good event, actually.
Really good event. And then we have written a book about this. So that's what makes us experts, specifically about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling. And that came out 6 weeks before the 2016 election. And... just like Brett, we got screwed by Brett, and the Moscow screwdrive continues to this day, and that is not the story in everyone's mind. The story in everyone's mind today is the midterm elections. That will not affect our podcast.
No, it won't. There's only a couple outcomes in that, and a couple ways it'll get covered. Basically, the Democrats can either take back the House or lose the House. They'll probably take it back, so that's pretty much a foregone conclusion.
Is it fair to say the Democrats are in your House?
Well, we had a good time doing this podcast. Yeah, so the Democrats will be in your house. They have some bad blood, but they're going to... Because of the way midterm elections work, they're not pulling... They're pulling just about what you normally do, what the headwind a sitting president sees.
Friend of the show, Dave Weigel, tweeted out something pretty important today. The exact same approval-disapproval rate that Obama had in 2010 at the midterms. The exact same percentage. So... that's what's going to happen.
Obama was 10 points under?
Yeah.
When?
At the election day 2010.
Okay.
At the midterm elections. So
I don't remember that. He does it for a living. He writes about prog rock. I don't remember that, but I'll sure. The House is probably going to flip, and that's a foregone conclusion, so it's not... it's kind of how big it flips.
Is it fair to say that, in a way, a House show will be more fun?
And this time, yes, the House show will be more fun because the Senate show, if you're on the left, is not going to be fun because of structural issues with how the Senate is set up. There was never any chance of the Democrats taking back the Senate.
I feel so dumb not thinking about this before. So the House is House shows.
Yes.
The Senate is paper. No, sorry. The Senate is Raw and SmackDown, which are TV. And then your pay-per-views is the president.
I'm just going to let it lie. Yeah, I think so.
So far, that checks out.
So far, it checks out. So the Senate is tough to watch. It's the weekly program. And there was rarely, because of the layout, because of the seats that were being defended, that were won on 2012 on the strength of Barack Hussein Obama. Montana, Missouri, North Dakota, these are tough seats. So there was really no chance. You have to run the table in a way that's kind of impossible with the seats they're defending. So when they lose and when they don't win the Senate tonight, the headline tomorrow shouldn't be like, oh, woe is me, Democrats in disarray, they couldn't win the Senate. It's Constitution favors small rectangular states that no one fucking lives in.
It should say Shane McMahon was always going to win the best in the world tournament.
Yeah, because that's just the story we have since the founding is that the small rectangular states get more representation than you and I.
All right, whatever. I don't care. Moving on to the thing that actually matters. The reason why I wanted to do this specific episode mm-hmm. is WWE Crown Jewel. Now, it happened on Friday, November 2nd, mm-hmm. in Saudi Arabia. And that was interesting because for a while, for maybe a week, it looked like it wasn't going to happen. The senators from the great state of Connecticut said, hey, maybe we should actually stop WWE from going because Stanford is based in Connecticut. That is the home of the WWE. And then Vince and his cronies said, we're going to see what the Trump administration does. If they don't do anything, we're not going to do anything. Unless they tell us don't go, we're going. And like everything else in WWE planning, the show must go on regardless of a man lying dead in the ring. And that is blatantly a reference to Owen Hart being dead in the ring and doing the show. Chris Benoit dead with Vince knowing he murdered his family.
He didn't know. Still doing the tribute. He didn't know.
All right.
Could have been an intruder. Could have been Kevin Sullivan. No, this is actually, so Crown Jewel, the issue for people who don't follow politics, I don't know if you'd be listening to this podcast, but a Saudi-born journalist who was living in the U.S., went to the Saudi embassy in Turkey, never left. He was almost certainly immediately murdered mm-hmm. and then killed and then dismembered with a bone saw. And it was really clear that's what happened the whole time. And they've basically, I mean, they pretty much admitted it.
Who's the they? The Saudi government?
The Saudi government has said, you know, shit went wrong. Like, we didn't have the right kind of clasp on Owen's harness, and he fell. Shit happens. I think there was, because this was an event that's basically paying out the WWE in the tens of millions. Mm-hmm. They have a 10-year deal to do this. They did this over the summer.
They did it with the greatest Royal Rumble.
Yes. The thing is, nothing material changed between doing the, other than one journalist being murdered with a bone saw. Nothing changed.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, and that's why I think it was an interesting story to watch to see if there was any public pressure, because we've seen previously, we talked about this around WrestleMania, mm-hmm. when there was sponsors that could be lobbied, like Snickers was with naming the Women's Royal Rumble or Battle Royale at Mania after an abuser, they were able to interfere with that. But this one didn't have any foreign didn't have any domestic sponsors, so there was nothing
to
do.
That's a good point. So Crown Jewel did happen. Mm-hmm. A glorified house show, if not the second biggest glorified house show of the year, maybe third because Australia was technically bigger, whatever.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. The point is this. I think there were three possible outcomes, and they're all bad with mm-hmm. this house show.
Okay. Run them down.
Number one, the public pressure to pull out. That really only happened on John Oliver's show last week tonight. He did two stories about this. The first one was about Saudi Arabia in general. And there was about a minute and a half, 2 minutes dedicated, because this is his long form piece. It's about 20 minutes long. And he did the classic thing that most every television show does, where they laugh at it. They go, this is a silly thing, which automatically makes it seem silly. Why even care about it? Yeah. So if you actually want change, that's not the way to go about it. They have a follow-up the next week. They lean more heavily into this is a mm-hmm. silly, silly thing.
Yes.
So,
and it's homoerotic with breaking news, 2018, men wrestling, there is shades of homoerotic.
Whatever. So that is the bad part. Mm-hmm. I think, like, clearly the public perception is bad. Now, what is John Oliver from? How did John Oliver get known in the United States?
The Daily Show.
That is correct. Now, do you know who was on The Daily Show between the first time John Oliver talked about this and the second time John Oliver talked about this? John Cena was there.
All right.
Promoting. And you know why he was there?
What's he promoting?
He was promoting his book. It's called Elbow Grease. It's a children's book. Yes. It's a children's book called Elbow Grease. There was two things that they talked about in the interview. Number one was a children's book, Elbow Grease, and about how great it is, and it's good for parents as well as kids, blah, blah, blah. The other part was John Cena learning Mandarin to expand WWE to China mm-hmm. and how that's a great thing. Trevor Noah did not bring up once, not one time, maybe WWE shouldn't do this thing in Crown Jewel, even though at the time John Cena was billed to be at that show. Ultimately, yes. He was not on that show. We'll get to that in a second. So once that happened, I realized, oh, this does not matter. We're still on our HBO bubble. This doesn't matter. Now, there's another guy that just left The Daily Show, Hasan Minhaj.
Yes.
Now, I'm mentioning this because his entire first episode of his brand new show on Netflix that probably has the biggest promotion of any talk show on Netflix, I'd say.
They're very successful run of.
They're pushing it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be successful. I'm saying they're pushing this the most right now. It's all about Saudi Arabia. Literally, the first episode is about Saudi Arabia. It's 25 minutes about Saudi Arabia. They don't mention WWE once, but they mention the millions, if not billions, of money.
The millions and millions of dollars.
Like, WeWork apparently has like $3 billion from the Saudi government or something to that effect, or Uber does, and they mention all those big names.
Bonesaw Incorporated.
WWE is in the middle. By the way, whenever Chris mentions Bonesaw, we want you to be thinking of Macho Man and Spider-Man.
We should just play it.
The thing! Take the chain off!
Hey, Freak Joe! You're going nowhere! I got you for 3 minutes! 3 minutes of bleed time!
Okay, so the WWE actually gets more money than a lot of these places that Hasan Minhaj mentioned. They don't even bring in the WWE. So, that's the first of three things I wanted to talk about. This will never affect the WWE. They will be able to do this for the next 9 years because that is a contract, and it will change nothing.
And the reason this all happens is, yes, because of the tone. It's because of the legitimacy that is at the heart of what WWE tries to do and what they've been trying to do, and it's what Donald Trump has tried to do and eventually did. He was laughed at for decades and tried to find legitimacy, and Donald Trump got it with the presidency, and Vince McMahon has tried to run away from what wrestling is, made it sports entertainment, puts out stuff in McMahon to go to like Adweek and stuff and say, no, we're this great public acting corporation, all this shit. But at the end of the day, people see it as wrestling. They don't care. I mean, if the NFL had done a game, you know, in reality, it's like that wouldn't have happened because there would be a public outrage. It's a huge thing. And even though WWE is a billion-dollar company that's about to have TV on Fox, it's still, they get to have it both ways because they're illegitimate, because it's fake sports and it's a sideshow. They do this thing and no one takes it seriously. No one really cares. And so it's the kind of the irony of it that as much as Vince has wanted legitimacy, if he actually had it, if he had his end goal of being seen as legitimate on as a normal company, as a sports entertainment company, this wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have gotten their pockets lined. But because you can laugh it off and because people like John Oliver can make the same lame jokes about wrestling.
Drumpf.
Man, he really, I was so glad that John Oliver single-handedly stopped Donald Trump from being president.
So I think that that's the takeaway from all of this. We've learned nothing. We've learned everything. We know the outcomes every time. There's no joy in any of this.
Once again, great podcast. Yeah, no, I mean, from that point of view, yes, nothing. This will keep going on because there's literally nothing else that could happen. Much like to Trump, there's no bottom. There's nothing you could really say that would delegitimize it.
That's the first of three negative things I wanted to discuss.
Sure.
The other two, one of them was inevitable, and the other one is just sad.
Okay.
And it's the most unsports-like thing possible. Let's start with the most inevitable.
He's back, brother.
The inevitable immortal Hulk Hogan returned to quote-unquote host.
What did he do?
Make one appearance. He literally opened the show, and that was it.
Yeah.
He hosted Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia, and yeah, that was inevitable.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been 3 years.
He was reinstated into the WWE Hall of Fame, which is not an actual structure.
When was he reinstated?
This summer.
That was over the summer.
It was in the summer. Yeah.
So he was quietly reinstated. Now, this was
correct.
Quietly. They tried to quietly do it.
We talked about this on the show. Remember when they slowly brought him back in the videos?
Yeah, he's in the intro package. That's again. It's the first shot you see. I mean, they're selling Hulkamania merch again, but they did They put him as part of the event online. They scrubbed it. Obviously, it's there. You can go on the WWE Network for $9.99 and look at the event. I won't be, but you can do that and watch Hulk Hogan.
I watched most of Raw last night. Did you watch any of it?
No.
I don't think they mentioned Hogan.
No, they did a apparently, so this week they're taping in Manchester in the UK, and they did a recap. They did a recap package before the show and got all the booze out of their system, and then tape the show.
Fantastic.
And this is the thing too, is interesting. It was inevitable he's going to come back. Once again, there's a couple tweets online, but we have a president who says things that Hogan says. So there's really, it was just
that's not what I want to really get into here. The thing that I really want to get into is how Hogan perceives / Terry Bollea, because we've established in the court case there's different penis size based on the person. Go back to our 2016 shows. It's in the book. Okay, Hogan is upset not because of what he did, but because he got caught. And that's why the locker room, because they tried to do this earlier this year. I don't remember the pay-per-view.
No, but they brought him back. It was backstage.
Was it SummerSlam? It might have been.
I feel like it was somewhere else, but they brought him backstage, and he gave like a little pep rally. It was basically the speech they give to incoming rookies in real leagues of like, don't do it on the phone.
Yeah.
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. He was like, he was really regretful. You know, there's people out there trying to get you, brother. And like, he didn't say, oh, I said horrible racist things.
I was racist and it really hurt. Racism doesn't pay off. But clearly,
racism pays, baby.
It really works.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, the New Day had the best response to that initial Hogan backstage thing. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you and I ever talked about this, but maybe one of the assumptions was, well, if Hogan's coming back, the New Day will win their belts back.
Oh, no, that did not happen.
No, yeah.
They don't need the belts to be good. They really don't. I'm okay with that.
So that was inevitable, and I think that is actually the most depressing aspect of this entire saga of WWE in Saudi Arabia. And mm-hmm. my wife and I disagreed about this, and I understand her point. She goes, no, it's much more worse that they kill the journalist. But my point is, no one else is not taking that money. I'm not justifying it in any way, but I'm saying once Uber stops taking that money, once right. WeWork stops taking that money.
Yeah, no, they're in no rush. And the journalist being killed was like, I also kind of unfortunately knew that this wasn't going to change. Nothing was going to happen because, first of all, even if it was an American journalist, unfortunately, the rate of news, the rate of content.
Sure.
There was no way that was... Remember Brett Kavanaugh?
Okay, but here's...
You know, remember...
Hold on, stop. But here's why I thought this might have been different. This was slowly dripping out, and it still is. There's mm-hmm. this still on the front page of the Washington Post website. This was mm-hmm. not like an American scandal, and that's why I thought it might have changed something, because they couldn't control the narrative like any presidential campaign can or any congressional campaign
right.
can. That's they literally couldn't sweep it yeah. under the rug. And that's why I thought maybe
you
this
don't sweep
would be...
it under the rug. You chop it in little pieces and then you put in acid bath.
Okay. So that was, to me, that's the saddest of all the aspects of the top three parts from Crown Jewel. The other, maybe the most important in terms of wrestling fandom
mm-hmm.
is Triple H ripping his,
his peck.
And sharing some snuff film type pornography on his Twitter page. Did you see the photo?
He's got a bruise, Brandon.
It looks gnarly.
All right. If you think that's a snuff film, I need
we're
going to go watch Broken Movie. We'll be back in a little bit.
Listen, I think that Triple H looks great. I think he's got a great body. He looks the least steroided out he's maybe ever has.
Yeah.
Great. Fine. You're too old for this shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't do this. You look horrible. The match was, from the GIFs I saw, it was embarrassment for everyone involved. My favorite GIF is Shawn Michaels standing on a turnbuckle and giving a Jim Halpert to the camera and then landing on his head because he can't moonsault at 50 fucking years old or however old he is and somehow not dying just on the spot, which would have been appropriate.
So,
because, you know, if you're going to do it somewhere, they know how to get rid of a body.
All right. So this is the thing that bothers me the most. Not that bothers me the most. The Hogan thing bothers me the most, clearly. Then them doing this at all. Then this, we're never going to have new talent part of the show.
Oh, okay. The journalist is first, right? Murder?
No, the murder is going to happen regardless. The Hogan racism to me is more important.
Because
that's America's original sin. I think they go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah, and that's why...
Unless we deal with one, we're never going to deal with two. Unless we deal with Hogan, right. we're never going to... You know what I mean?
No, I get that. I just think, they're just different flavors. Because no one died when Hogan was racist on a tape. You know, I mean, I just put murder as, like, as evil. And then at a lesser evil.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is not a joke.
It's an evil company.
Yeah.
I would say divest of this company. Have you divested
this
company?
My stock's doing great. I'm not going to do
it. It's been
crazy.
Ups and downs. It hasn't done... It's actually fallen a little bit.
I know. Fucking assholes.
Yeah, obviously the thing that doesn't matter is not having any new talent, much like the Democrats don't have a bench.
There we go.
Things like this.
There we go. So, but the difference with that is, what is Triple H known for now to the modern wrestling
fan? Burying the talent unless they're from NXT and then they come up. Well, he wore NXT patches.
Exactly.
Shawn Michaels has
NXT on his... What are those called? Chaps?
His ass cheeks. It's on his ass cheeks.
But he's 50 and he's bald, which is fine. There's nothing
normal.
No shame in that.
Yeah.
But it's not normal to pretend you're an action figure still and you're a sexy boy, but you're also a Christian. There's too many things going on here.
The gimmick is just, it's weird. It's like being an undead wizard and also a biker. It doesn't work anymore. No, Triple H is... The NXT thing is so he can get the best of both worlds. This whole build, the reason they've had these two matches is because when they go overseas, they still believe, and they might be true, they might be right, because they haven't built up anybody but Roman Reigns, and then God forbid something happens, like the guy gets cancer, you have nothing left. So they're trying to sell these huge events in Australia and Saudi Arabia, and so the thing that becomes, let's see the stars you remember.
All right, so I can agree with one part. I can agree with you trying to sell Australia. Mm-hmm. Sure. You're not trying to sell Saudi Arabia. You're trying to please one person.
You don't know what's in the contract. And it's not even MBS. It's the guy who's in charge of the General Sporting Administration.
Yeah.
Allegedly, the first ask over the summer was, could they get Hulk Hogan, Yokozuna, Ultimate Warrior? I don't think they said Andre. I think they might have seen the documentary by then. But they asked for people who were dead.
Yeah.
You know? And so
I can't wait till we see a Yokozuna Ultimate Warrior hologram match, and it's still like 3 minutes long.
No, yeah, that'd be great. I'm looking forward to that. But no,
Lex Luger will body slam.
So
Yokozuna.
You don't know what's in the contract. They might have asked, hey, because these guys are like money marks, so they got what they wanted.
And I understand that. Yeah. That's why,
because I think even Triple H, as much of an egoist as he knows, like this is not. I don't think he really wants. I mean, he wants to have a nice WrestleMania match, work
sure.
twice a year.
No, he's had good matches in the past 5 years. Like, his match against Dean Ambrose was legitimately
good.
Yeah,
it was good. He does a very long match, and sometimes they're fine.
And this was the shortest long match ever because he tore his pec.
And he couldn't move his arm. And the worst thing for this product-wise is that it probably prevents us from having Triple H Batista at WrestleMania because yeah. he's not going to recover in time. And that would have actually been a money match. It would have been a nice little, like, that gets them their mainstream press. They're trying to fight for the legitimacy. And they get yeah. one of their big stars back. And it's a sideshow. That's what I like with these matches, at least, is like, it's not Triple H with one peck burying Finn Balor. It's all four old guys. It's 200 years
sure.
in the ring. And you don't have to watch it. And
sure,
if that's
sure,
what
sure,
the Batista
sure, sure.
match. But now that's not going to happen. So that's the only loss. All we get back is about an hour of our time in WrestleMania Sunday.
That means a lot, though.
Yeah.
That's an important
time
hour.
Time is finite. We all get to die.
So I'm... That's what I keep thinking about when it comes to this Crown Jewel stuff. And it's just... None of it's good. There's mm-hmm. not one positive thought that goes from even the most joyous part of it, which I know you didn't watch it, which is the New Day coming out on a magic carpet ride, was like already ruined because it's like, you can't have fun. We all know what's going on. This is fucked up.
Yeah. There's no women there.
No, there's one woman
there. Oh, Renee Young was with no head covering, was at a ringside.
Yes,
the announcer.
Her husband did not make an appearance. He is a smarter businessman than Renee.
He's like, yeah, I'm not, fuck that.
I'm not doing
that. No, and I will say, the Evolution pay-per-view, people are going, oh, it's cynical. They did it right before Saudi Arabia. And I think that's a little part of it. I think it's just cynical in general that they were trying to do. This is just the way the schedule worked out. I think the timing just worked out that way. They were talking about doing, Triple H, when I spoke to him in August, he had hinted at, like, look what's coming next. And so they had this in the works. And the thing with Evolution was, they're just cynically saying they're throwing a bone. I mean, back on Monday or the next Monday and then last night, they're back to having 3-minute matches that don't matter. They're back to burying Ember Moon.
Well,
so nothing changes.
True. Well, last night, you didn't see one of the longest matches. It was horrible, but one of the longest matches was a women's match.
The 3-on-3?
It was the... there was that one, but... there was an Ember Moon match.
Right,
it was
but
like
she
15
got
minutes long. It was
heard she
long.
Got squashed. Okay, so I'm not squashed.
No, they brought out Tamina for a heel turn, but I thought she was already a heel. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
It's neither. They keep doing the Big Show thing, too. Keep switching back and forth.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Speaking of midterms, how does any of this relate to wrestling? Other than the Dems don't have a bench, WWE doesn't have a bench, and all the good people end up dying.
Nothing. It's that nothing changes, because like what happens tomorrow is, so the outcomes are that the Dems persevere over a map that doesn't make any sense. They win the Senate and the House. So now you've got two deliberative bodies that the Republicans will then still do what they did mm-hmm. when Obama had two houses. You won't get anything done either way, because the president's not going to sign anything they do. They're not going to give anything to the president to sign. They might, because Schumer is, like a turncoat. But so basically,
nice I voted sticker, by the way.
Yeah, in D.C.
So we vote in D.C. I don't know if everyone knows this. I think everyone might.
No, we have taxation without representation.
I can't think of an area that's more politically engaged that has no voice.
So you do have a voice on the stuff that actually matters, which is in most places, it's not your congressman.
No,
it's your city council and
your mayor,
and
who's
so
a shoo-in.
Yeah.
We're in Ward 1, and our person's a shoo-in, pretty
much. Well,
it's
like any city. The thing that mattered was the primary. It was SummerSlam, not WrestleMania. So,
oh, that's a good analogy. Yeah. I like that.
But we had a couple things on the ballot that actually changed people's lives. And the fact that the people I saw online, D.C., all the political know-it-alls I know, don't know about their local elections? Well, they're idiots. It's very simple to follow.
Oh, there's only like four
things
to vote for.
There's like three things to know, and you should just do it and stop being like, oh, I only know about congressional politics. Because you're a schmuck. Like, just know who fills the potholes.
Well, we have an at-large race here in Washington, D.C., so we have two different people we could vote for. And one of them is known, and the only reason why most people know her is because the mayor doesn't like her.
Yeah, so vote for her.
So we voted for her.
Fuck the mayor.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's usually, yeah, fight City Hall.
And in Washington, D.C., I'm assuming it's like this in a lot of other blue places, but it's just like, how blue do you want to be?
Yeah, well, that's what the primary
is. Do you want to be so blue it's green, or do you want to be so green it's blue?
All right. Or do you want that money, which is what we got with the mayor? Anyway, the outcomes, if the Dems take both houses, because the primary will be happening, because a lot of people are running for president, there isn't a chance there that, like, once again, how blue do you want to be? You got a Democratic primary coming up. You got at least three senators who want that job. I mean, every senator wants that job. It's the only reason you run for the Senate. But
you think the only reason to run for Senate is to become president?
Yeah, because they're a bunch of egotist, narcissist maniacs. But
the narcissist is Lex Luger, and he's not doing well.
No, he's not running anywhere. So I'm really proud of that one. I'm going to hell. I'm going
FDR,
to hell. In a
cell. FDR rolled into office. Why can't Lex Luger?
There you go. That's a slogan right there. So what you could see is maybe some people who want to run. Maybe that's where the impeachment stuff like that will start picking up, because you have people running for an election. You have people. You have this thing of power. So since that's not going to happen, don't worry about it. what probably happens is they win the House and not the Senate, and just nothing. I mean, no bills get passed. Kind of like now.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be able to repeal ACA. Like, that's really all we can do at the best is put on the brakes. But what's going to keep happening?
By the way, Chris said ACA, not a AAA, which is a Mexican wrestling company.
Yeah,
it's working with Facebook. They're streaming some shows tomorrow night.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I prefer CMLL, which I went to
CMLL
twice.
CMLL is great. We both
Mexico City.
Recently went to CMLL, which is based in Mexico City. They have matches and shows throughout Mexico. But
yeah.
Their mecca, literally the mecca of wrestling, is Arena Mexico. What did you think of Arena Mexico?
I really enjoyed it. I was there the week before Crown Jewel and the week after Evolution. I went there the day after Evolution, so I was still feeling good about my $9.99 a month. And then I was happy to give money to CMLL instead of the WWE that week. Really good atmosphere. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, it felt like going to a football game. Like, people really gave a shit, even though they have that 52 weeks a year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they have, I think, three house shows every week.
They do Sunday. They run Sunday, Tuesday, Fridays.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was electric. And the crowd was great on Tuesday. The crowd was good on Sunday, but the crowd was great on Tuesday.
What did you think of the actual building, Arena Mexico?
It's like a great, like a municipal baseball stadium.
Yeah.
It's just like a concrete circle.
Yeah.
Which is like a dump in a dumpy part of town.
It's not in a dumpy part of town. It's not in a great part of town,
it's
but
like
it's not
this,
like a super
like,
sketchy
no, no.
part of town.
No, it's just there's really nothing around. I mean, the walk back to La Condesa is like fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can walk it, but it's like not, there's nothing to do around there I didn't find.
There's some stuff.
There,
it's not as dead as you think.
Lucha masks.
You could buy Lucha masks.
You
could get great food right outside.
Yes.
For a very affordable
everything
price.
Everything was, what's Mexico City? Everything is cheap.
So,
go to Mexico City. Support CMLL.
What did you think of the building inspection? If you had to be a building inspector, would you pass that building?
In Spanish, I would say no.
Okay. Now, what did you think of the beers? Do you want to talk about the beers?
All I had was like a Negra.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, did you notice how big they are?
Oh, no. I think I just got like a regular sized beer. At
they
that point.
Literally open two tall boys and
oh, yeah,
pour,
yeah,
them,
they pour them.
It's
you
amazing.
You could do that. I had been drinking mezcal like
oh, okay.
water, so I did not do that.
I was drinking that beer to sober up from the
from
mezcal.
From the mezcal, yes.
Yeah. If you're going to get somebody into wrestling, I think that's the place to take them.
Yeah, I think live events, the best live event short of, like, I mean, it's obviously, it's like different than Nova Pro. I would take them to your local indie.
I would take them number one.
Number one, you would fly someone to Mexico City.
Yeah, because it's going to be cheaper than taking someone to a taping of Raw like an hour away.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, I would take them to Arena Mexico. That's a number one. That's how I'm going to get somebody into wrestling. Number two, I'm going to bring them to a fun party to watch the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I think that would get people.
That gets people into
But it's
it.
Got to be a fun party.
A fun party.
Not WrestleMania.
That's not a fun party.
Not a fun party.
No, no.
And then number three, I still wouldn't take him to an indie show. I take him to like a WWE house show or like SmackDown either before the taping or after the taping begins.
I really disagree.
Here's
why.
Lighting matters. All indie lighting.
I know.
Is
it's
bad.
You and Todd Glass. It really, it's just go to, okay, Friday. We might not do this before then. Go Friday after, if you're in the DC area, Black Friday. Starcade Friday, go to Nova Pro. I think it's Stay Gold Pony Boy.
Where is it this time?
I think it's at the JCC.
Okay. Is there going to be another cage match at the JCC?
No. But they're big supporters of the JCC. They've done they'll be like getting toys for kids,
that's good.
Toys for tots, and they support the JCC when they've been spray painted with anti-Semitic graffiti, which is just like a thing that happens in America.
Oh boy.
No, I mean, in general, what doesn't change with this election or with Crown Jewel is that everything keeps going. Like, there's going to be no one will be talking about Crown Jewel because wrestling's like such a small part of society.
I know,
and you can't even talk. I mean, the things that the president said, this is, and it's a tactic that they did on purpose. I was looking for the quote before this, but it's what Bannon and Breitbart used to do, was like, what if you gum up the works with all this bullshit stories, you can't focus on anything long enough. So that's what I was saying. I mean, do you remember 2 weeks ago we had a bunch of pipe bombs? Do you remember 2 weeks ago we had a guy shot up, or a week ago a guy shot up a synagogue? Do you remember we had a Senate, we had a confirmation hearings for a Supreme Court judge? It just keeps going. New York Times, I've been getting promoted tweets for their, I'm guessing, excellent reporting about, I'm not going to read it. It doesn't fucking matter. They on like decades old tax fraud that doesn't matter at all. So
we,
I mean,
we
it's
wrote
just
about
like,
that
there's just too
book.
Much. Yeah. And there's just too much stuff that should matter that doesn't, that it's very tough to get caught up onto any of these things.
I'm going to sum it up in even fewer words than you.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan goes over,
brother.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know something, maniacs? It feels so good to be out here in front of the whole WWE universe and to be out here with all my Stark Raven Hulkamaniacs, brother. But you know what even feels better is after I climbed on that huge jumbo 747 jet, flew halfway across the world and landed here, I found out that the power of Hulkamania and the power of my Hulkamaniacs was stronger than ever right here at the Crown Jewel, Jack.